This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Oddspots News at insert time.
And a UK woman claims she's gone off men completely after having slept with 15 ghosts since breaking up with her fiancé 12 years ago. She now says that she's hoping to have ghost babies with her current ghost boyfriend. Imagine what all those other ghosts call her. The woman says the ghostly relationship started when she felt a weight on her thigh and then some heavy breathing. I imagine it could also have been a stroke.
Richard, can I just, sorry, just go back really quickly. Sure. Sorry, why is there a woman married to a ghost?
Well, I think she's, I don't know if she's actually married. I don't know how you marry a ghost. I've never given it serious thought.
But how did it come up? Like, was she sitting, like, I understand, like, someone touched her thigh and there was heavy breathing. But, like, how does that come about?
Well, again, maybe she was just having a stroke. It seems like she's got some serious medical symptoms going
medical
on
medical issues. But you know what? We were saying before, I'm a bit of a psychic. So I understand her seeing, you know, ghosts and figures.
Yes.
But I haven't had any
no sexual encounters?
No
paranormal sexual encounters?
You wish you did, Amy, because you're single.
I'm single.
And we're about to play a song called Horny, which literally, like, sums you up to
this is my life right now.
Maybe it's just a lack of trying. And problems with the carbon monoxide supply in Britain have led to a shortage of crumpet. An important ingredient in the making of crumpet, the shortage of CO2 means that the usual demand in Britain for 1.5 million crumpets a day isn't being met. Some factories producing the gas have closed over the British summer for maintenance, which has contributed to supply issues, while authorities believe the heatwave now affecting Britain may also be causing an increase in demand for crumpet.
So Fossey, do you like a bit of crumpet?
Mm. Look, I can't say no to a bit of crumpet.
Delightful. Well, wasn't that also affecting beer supplies? Was anyone freaking out about that?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. You wonder whether it's just the CO2 shortage or the demand for beer has gone up with the World Cup, et cetera, et cetera. And if you can't have a crumpet, what are you going to do? You're going to turn to beer, right?
Beer's one thing, crumpet's another.
Yes.
Can't deprive me of both.
No.
What, you've never had them both at the same time?
I've had many things. Oh, yeah. Mark ducks his crumpet in his beer.
You duck your crumpet in your beer,
I'm a crumpet dunker.
When you walked in here, I thought, here comes a crumpet dunker. Here he goes.
One could argue one leads to another.
The two are linked.
Thank you, Fossey. Thank you.
And finally, in keeping with the drive theme today, but in reverse, braving Europe's heatwave, more than 150 Santas from around the world donned their heavy suits and full beards in Denmark as the 61st World Santa Claus Congress kicked off in Copenhagen. Many of the delegates from countries as far away as Japan and the US took a paddle in the sea to the amusement of local bathers. The three-day event will see Santas visit the Little Mermaid statue during a parade and go head-to-head in the Santa Obstacle Course World Championships. And finally, Berlin Airport was closed for some time yesterday for a suspected bomb scare. On thorough investigation, the Schönefeld Airport was cleared. They found several vibrators and other sex toys. Better safe than sorry.
Well, I mean, it's the big bomb, isn't it? It's one of those big bombs that goes off not as often as we would like, it seems.
And that's the one that puts a smile on your face, too. Or somewhere else.
Well,
cheeky, cheeky boys. If only there was a way to get out of this.
Can I just go back to the story about the police car that hit a house?
Yeah.
A police car. What were they doing? Like fully sick burnouts and they like lost control and hit a car and were crossing?
This is the funny bit is they were responding, not funny because it's news, you understand, right? They were responding to a small fire. So they put on bells and whistles and flew there and rammed into the house. And apparently it was just like a bin fire gone wrong.
Since when do police go to fires, A? And B?
They're first responders, I suppose.
First responders,
close by. Yeah. Maybe.
And I reckon they were looking at the hard rubbish on the side of the road. we've been talking about
Thoughts and prayers.
Dee, we've been talking about free stuff that we've been getting and the hard rubbish, because it's hard rubbish in Luke's area at the moment. Have you ever sneakily grabbed something from someone's hard rubbish out the front?
Yes. Yes, Mike, I have.
We just got told that it was illegal.
It is illegal. I know that to be true.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yep. What sort of stuff have you
I think it
grabbed?
Makes it more tasty, though.
Yeah. Solicitously grabbing something.
I was moving house from... I have a house in Port Melbourne. I was moving further south and I'd put everything out in my back Because, you know, you put hard rubbish out and it stays there for a month because the council won't pick it up. But if you're actually moving and you put stuff outside, people just nick it. So
Yeah, that's how I'd do it.
Yeah. I would take stuff off the side of the road if it were legal, but as it's not legal, Rachel wouldn't do it.
Of course.
Of course. Very specific.
That's in my news reading persona.
On Thursday afternoon, it's that's okay, right. But not on Monday morning.
That's right. Ben, you don't know what happens now, which is that Judy often comes in with a little odd spot.
Oh, really?
It often involves potatoes.
Yes. Is it my turn to now talk about the potatoes?
No, you can't do it.
You'll be off.
I can do it. She loves it when I do it.
Oh, really?
Judy, do you have an odd spot for us?
I do, but there's no potatoes.
Oh.
No potatoes.
Say it again.
The government in southern Sweden have granted permission for cows to visit nudist beaches during the prolonged summer heatwave, despite complaints from locals.
This is that point where you just know it could go one of three ways. But if you say the word teat, I'm out of here.
Keep going.
Go on.
According to local media, nudists have been complaining to officials in provincial Småland about livestock visiting their beaches, saying that their presence is unhygienic and could pose a health risk. Complaints led to the municipal's culture and leisure department taking a vote on whether the cattle could visit and ruled they have just as much right to be there as human visitors. The municipality said that bathers should, however, refrain from taking cows in the water if there are people around who want to swim.
Yeah, Judy, I just have one question for you.
Okay.
Where do you find these stories and where can we look at them online?
When you start looking, then Google just
like
gives them to you.
Yeah.
They just come to me.
Like porn.
No, it's pretty much just like porn. I'm gonna
stories don't end the same way as they do when I look at porn. I'm just gonna tell you that much.
We're gonna leave that with us. Thank you, Judy.
Before that, I have an odd spot.
We're expecting something great.
You'll be disappointed. Does it involve any human excretion?
No bodily fluids today.
Oh, none.
No. And no potatoes. The opening of a major new exhibition at London's Hayward Gallery has been delayed after one of the works spontaneously combusted. The artwork Majestic Splendor by South Korean artist Lee Bull is composed of sequin-covered rotting fish. The work was previously shown at New York's MoMA, where it had to be removed as the smell made visitors feel sick. Because of the odour issue, the fish were placed in potassium permanganate for the London show. This chemical compound is not flammable, but it does increase the flammability of other materials. On learning this, the gallery decided to withdraw the artwork, but it burst into flames during the removal. The gallery reports that only minimal damage was caused by the exploding fish.
Everybody knows that potassium permanganate does that, has that effect, don't they?
Before you do any artwork, get a chemist in. Somebody with a PhD in chemistry in. You know when you hear about artworks like that, you think, why has nobody ever thought of that before? Wrapping dead fish in sequins.
Yeah, it seems like a great idea for me. In fact, it was my grade 4 art project, so it's already been done.
Right.
Mine didn't explode, though.
Oh, I just realised that it's Judy Kelly's 6-month anniversary with Daniel Mason. Thank you for coming along.
Thanks for enduring it, Judy.
You've put up with quite a lot, haven't you?
No, it's been great.
What's the funnest? Is the funnest part coming into the studio and doing play lunch news?
Why do you always storm out, though?
You do often. There's often a bit of a
huff.
But since I've stopped doing Irish accents in any way.
You haven't done one today?
Today, but since then.
Last week,
Only.
But when you say potato, it's very hard not to say it again.
You know how she withdrew the official complaint?
Yeah.
Back on the table.
Not right. Still too soon to joke about. Anyway. we were just talking to you. I know you want to storm out.
I know.
But,
I want to storm out with a soft-closing door.
No, she slammed it before.
Oh. I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.